The executive director of West African Network for Peace Building, WANEP, Emmanuel Bombandi, has described as worrying the current situation in South Sudan. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Bombandi blamed the removal of former Vice President Riek Machar for the rift. He called for a continental effort to help deal with the situation.
The Southern Sudanese politics is centered around the different ethnic groups that has even permeated up to the level of the military and up to the level of power distribution. And to that extent, it was bound to happen that the current crisis in which there was an attempted coup could likely unfold. The question then, which is a concern for everybody observing from the African continent in the area of peace and democracy, is can the president be able to hold the country together, knowing very well that the vice president who has been removed has a following, not just in terms of ordinary people, but in institutions, including the military. And that is why the prospects do not look very good. And I think that if Africa were to leave Southern Sudan alone, we will be regretting just like we are doing now with Central Africa. It's important for a continental effort to deal with South Sudan now before it goes out of control.
Mr. Bombandi also appealed to the sub-regional bloc to collaborate with the African Union to solve such problems on the continent.
The AU, in my view, must be more assertive than we have seen. Our mass organization of that particular region of Africa is also very active. The reason why Central Africa has been such a problem is because the Central Regional Organization called ECAS, which is the equivalent of our ECOWAS, has been very weak, very divided, and they themselves not holding themselves accountable to the Constitutive Act of the African Union.
You heard the executive director of WANEP, Emmanuel Bombandi.